Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining me this morning, John Berry and David Stein, talking about the United Way of Smith County. Lots going on right now and lots to talk about today for sure. Good morning, gentlemen. Great to have you with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. John Berry, Director of Development for the United Way. You visited with us a little over a year ago, so you've kind of become a regular on the show. David Stein, you have a long history with our radio stations.
We do.
And you're with Office Pride, of course, and your role today is to speak as the campaign chair for the 2019 United Way campaign.
So, yes, sir.
Can't possibly imagine having two better people to talk about what's going on with your agency. The United Way of Smith County established back in 1940, and I understand you're looking forward to celebrating your 80th anniversary when you kick off your 2020 campaign this summer.
That's right.
Time really flies. Right now, of course, even though it is 2020, you're in the midst of what is officially known as the 2019 campaign. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. One of the things that I wanted to hit right off the top, you recently had a change in executive directorship. Longtime executive president, actually, Nan Moore, stepped down, and I believe she's still working with your agency on sort of a consulting basis, but a very talented and accomplished gentleman, John Gaston, long history in the community, long history in television in Tyler, has become the new president of the United Way. I guess John's pretty much finding his footing at this point and just kind of helping move things right along for you, isn't he?
Yes, for sure. And joining, you know, right as the campaign was kicking off, you know, he had no choice but to jump all the way in. And we've been there for him, and the board surrounded him and helped him out. So, but he is, he's sailing right now. So he's doing great. And we're enjoying that. And just speaking about Nan, wonderful lady. She put a decade plus into United Way, and a great mentor for me and others. And yes, she's still certainly helping us out, because United Way is in her heart, and it always will be.
John Gaston, he was the first person I contacted when I was setting up this show, and he pointed me right to you guys. So he really seems to have stepped in there and hasn't missed a beat that I can pick up on so far.
Already good at delegating.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
That's always an important thing. The United Way started in 1940. A little bit of history. Began as the community chest, which is a term that was very common around the country at that time, and over the years evolved into the United Way of Smith County. A lot has happened in the last 80 years. Now, through the years, more than $70 million has been put back into the community, assisting countless lives with the hand up they need to get back on track. Talk about that a little bit, and I think we want to focus on the term hand up as opposed to hand out, which is something we hear from other agencies as well.
Yes, sir, and it's neat to know that here in, well, now that 2020, that things are still happening in the same way that they were in 1940. It was a group of individuals and some community businesses that realized, you know, there's some people in our area that need help. And so they joined together and they established the community chest, which is now, of course, the United Way. And we're doing the same thing today. Now, thankfully, that list has grown. We've got more and more companies and individuals involved, but we've also got more people in our community that need that hand up. And by the hand up, the focus is on improving lives. It's not just a handout. You know, here's a chunk of change. Good luck. Hope everything works out. It's partnering with those individuals, introducing them to people who can help them, and programs that can make their lives better, and following up with them to make sure that they're on a good path and that they're able to help the next person in line who needs a hand up.
A little bit of contact information. Your number is 903-581-6376. Website is www.uwsmithcounty.org. And your location, 911 South Broadway in the Woman's Building, as it's been historically known, and I believe does continue to be known. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But just to kind of tie things together for the moment, according to your website, your mission is simple. You're caring for our community. To quote off the website, we are caring for our community by partnering with you. The United Way, really, it does a number of different things, and it is all about those community partnerships.
That is correct. That is our number one focus, is partnering with as many as we can, because the needs are great, And there's a lot of different kind of needs. And so the agencies that we partner with, that we help fund their programs, we identify as many issues as possible and make sure that those issues are represented by an agency. So we'll be able to help people with any kind of problem out there.
And the purpose of the campaign is to fund those agencies that you partner with. And there are, what, about 20-some-odd agencies? 25 agencies on that list? Okay. David, you have to know that because you're the campaign chair and you're the one who's in charge of making sure the money gets to the right places. Donations provide funding to your network of local nonprofits who focus on improving lives in four key areas: education, health, financial stability, and crisis intervention. And before we go into those, let's remind everybody that you're listening to In Focus. I'm John Sims. Our guests this morning, John Barry and David Stein with the United Way of Smith County. Why don't we take each of those categories individually and just talk a little bit about what you do, first of all, under the auspices of education?
Okay, well, obviously, you know, with 25 agencies, they all fall into one of those categories. Many of them focus in more than just one of those areas. But with education, you know, you've got adults who might not have had the opportunity to finish their education. And, you know, life kind of surprised them, and then, you know, a lot of things they had to deal with. But, you know, they want that opportunity to go back to school, to get that GED, so they can go out there and get a better job. So we've got the Literacy Council of Tyler to help out with those needs. And then, you know, moving down to youth, kids in school, some of the youth need a place to go after school. You know, you've got, you know, the Mentoring Alliance to take care of that with after school programs. Elementary kids who might be behind in school, might have a behavioral problem that the parents or the teacher might not can identify. You know, you've got an agency like Champions for Children who can step in and help really figure out what's going on and put them on a track where they can they can catch up.
So. And they also provide great resources for teachers as well. So sure. They've got a center there that provides them materials and whatnot.
And some familiar names here, just about every agency you've mentioned, and probably most of the ones that, or at least a good percentage of the ones that you're involved with, have had places on this show over the years. So kind of a rundown of past and we hope future In Focus guests, interestingly enough.
There's a vetting process. And so,
yes, there is.
So just like anything else, is that for someone to qualify, they can get in contact with us in order to do that. But we really require accountability from them. Part of it is that we're actually funding a program, not just necessarily here's X dollars and do what you want to do with it. So we want to be able to go back to our donors and to say, this organization said that they were going to fund this program with these dollars. These were their expected results. And then we look at that at the end of the year and measure those results. So they have a process where they come before a board of community volunteers, that's our allocations committee, and they decide all those things. So it's a process, and even when people want to give, so many times people say, I'd like to give, I'd like to be involved, but they don't know where. And that's what we do as the United Way, is that we vet the organizations, we vet the process. So if somebody wants to donate through us, they know that their dollars are going directly to work in that organization.
Yeah, and another aspect of that is, and really maybe part of the same aspect you were just talking about, if you donate to the United Way, of course you can designate your gift for an individual agency or agencies.
Correct.
But if you say donate $100 or $200 or more, money, if you don't designate it specifically, different portions of it will go to help each of these, 25 agencies. So you can be killing a number of birds with one stone.
It does. And typically, if someone is in need in one of those four areas, it's generally not just one. They all trickle into it. So it gets to the whole person. And all of our agencies, they all know each other. So if there's someone that's helping somebody financially, but they know that the reason that they're struggling financially may be due to lack of education, they can refer them to one of our education partners, and they do that constantly.
All righty. And that basically covers education. I guess we could go on ad infinitum about any one of these four areas, but health, another important focus of what you do.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, one of the ones that comes to my, a lot of people's minds when they think about health and is Bethesda Health Clinic, you know, downtown. They are able to offer health care to those who are uninsured and underinsured. And they continue to grow. They've added a dental program. But, you know, they're able to help so many folks in situations where who can't just walk into an urgent care or a regular doctor's office. to get the care that they need, whether that's a cold or whether that's problems with you know, diabetic issues and things like that. Bethesda is able to help those out, help them out, and they're able to do so because they have so many volunteers that are in the medical profession that come in and help on their own time, and just an incredible agency. You know, health is more than just when you're sick. It's,
right.
It's about basic needs.
Uh-huh.
You've got East Texas Food Bank that is actually, you know, serves more than just Smith County, but their headquarters are here in Smith County. But they, and it's more about just putting food on the shelves so they can hand out. It's a focus on fresh produce. It's programs that can teach people who don't know how to cook a healthy meal. So they get involved in their lives and kind of like David said, not just a handout, but you know, focusing on improving those kind of things.
Sure thing. David Stein, John Barry, United Way of Smith County, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. We've talked about education. We've talked about health. We have a couple of more to go as far as quick rundowns of the four key areas in which you work to improve lives. Next one up is financial stability. We can all use a little more of that, I guess.
Well, sure. Yeah, that applies to a lot of folks. Some of the ones in financial stability, you know, we talked earlier about how life just hits people sometimes in ways they're not expecting, ways they're not planning for. You know, you might have folks that have been incarcerated and, you know, they've served their time, they're ready to turn their lives around, but they find it difficult to get back into employment. But, you know, there's programs available here, the ex-offender reentry program from Goodwill. That's their focus. They take these individuals who are ready to get back into the workforce and make a difference in the community, and they provide them training. Same for Christian Women's Job Corps, women who, you know, for whatever reason, haven't been in the workforce very often. They provide training. They help with resumes. They practice job interviews. So that's a great program there. And then there's things like Tyler Day Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
They provide affordable child care for those individuals who are trying to go out there and work and provide for their family. But as many people know, child care can be very expensive. So
you bet.
Tyler Day Nursery helps out with that.
All right. And what about crisis intervention? We know about the East Texas Crisis Center, first one that usually pops into most people's minds, but it doesn't stop there.
Oh, it doesn't stop there. There's, you know, so many different categories of crisis. You know, you've got weather-related things and natural disasters that Salvation Army helps out with. You've got, let's talk about Children's Advocacy Center. That's one that comes to mind. You know, we want to be transparent. Not all these issues are easy to talk about, but there are situations out there where there's abuse, and there's a place for families to go that are having to deal with a child being abused, and they're able to go there and just have to tell that story. That child will just have to tell that story once,
mm-hmm.
because they've got all the people there that need to hear it, and really surround that family and help guide them through that process.
Now, by supporting your local United Way, and again, really to kind of reiterate, you're supporting a network of programs to help move people from dependence to independence. That's really what it's all about when you check that bottom line, isn't it?
Well, it improves the community all the way around, and we find that during a lot of our workplace campaigns, we'll have people come up to us and talk about, you know, when we give the testimony of United Way, they'll raise their hand, ask to speak, and they'll say, well, I used to be one of those people that you guys helped.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in a tough place. You came in when I needed it. And so now I get a chance to give back. So many, many of our donors fall into that category.
And 100% of all donations stay local. Very important to remember that. Now, your community pillar companies, they designate their corporate gift to help cover your overhead. How does that work exactly?
Well, they designate their corporate gift to the overhead because they want us to be able to carry a message to the community that, hey, United Way, it obviously costs money to run an organization like that. You've got salaries, you've got brochures, you've got printing costs and all those things. Well, because those companies donate their corporate gift to go toward those things, we're able to go out in the community and let donors know, donors who are giving through their paychecks, that their money's going directly to the programs that we support and not exhausted on those overhead costs.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn for that, those pillar companies receive marketing benefits. They're on all our printed materials, our websites. you can imagine how many people I'm in front of every year talking about the United Way while I'm talking about those pillar companies and making sure they're recognized as well.
You bet. And stand by, guys. We are going to hit the campaign for 2019 and 2020 pretty hard a little bit later on in the show. But and for a lot of people, I'm sure, when they hear the name United Way, that's the first thing they think of is the annual campaign. But the United Way is so much more than that. Just a couple of really good examples, the 211 Call Center and the East Texas Center for Nonprofits. And we'll start with 211. You're as busy as ever with that. You took more than 80,000 calls last year. And the 211 Call Center, we need to distinguish here. 911 is for emergencies. 211 is a non-emergency helpline. And from there, if you can tell us a little bit more about exactly how that works.
Well, anyone, regardless of what the need is, it's I'm new to town or I have this need and I don't know where to go. Most people don't really know where to go, and not just in, it could be in time of a crisis, but let's say your house recently burned down and you're living in a shelter somewhere and you need help getting restarted, but you have no idea where to go. That's where 211 comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It does serve as a little bit of a heightened alert station that when the hurricanes came through and devastated Houston, we took all those calls here. So the phones were just crazy at that time.
Yeah.
And so, but I can't pay my electric bill. I've got a situation at home I'm uncomfortable with. I'm safe now, but are there any places that I can go?
Right.
Or my husband or my wife doesn't speak English, and they'd like to be able to get a better job. Are there places that can help them do that? So we just know that we need help, but we just don't know where to get it. So regardless of that need, doesn't matter. They'll point them to somebody somewhere that's going to give them the specific answers they need.
Mm-hmm. David Stein, John Barry, United Way of Smith County, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. And, of course, you have that team of dedicated professionals through the East Texas Center for Nonprofits that helped several 501c3s last year, logged thousands of training hours across 14 counties in East Texas. That East Texas Center for Nonprofits can be, and I think for a lot of agencies and people, is a critical creates a critical opportunity for people to advance the causes of their nonprofits, start nonprofits up, get 501c3 designation, just make those nonprofits work better.
That's right. That's exactly right. They're a great resource because, you know, most nonprofits, they start with heart. You know, someone's got a heart for something specific that
you
they
bet,
want help
yeah.
with. But the heart doesn't answer all the questions that come up when things get started. How do I build a board? How do I fundraise? How do I write grants? How do I make a grant request so we can get funding? The East Texas Center for Nonprofits has those answers. And so they are there for these nonprofits who are starting up or trying to get stronger to help guide them through those questions.
Mm-hmm. Again, John Barry and David Stein with the United Way, our guests this morning on In Focus. A little bit of contact information. If you want to know more about just about anything we're talking about today, www.uwsmithcounty.org is the website. Phone number is 903-581-6376. And the physical address at 911 South Broadway in Tyler, the Woman's Building, which has achieved a whole new life with the United Way moving in, coming up on the second anniversary of that, which we're also going to talk about a little bit later on in the show. But right now, David Stein, you've been kind of pitching in all during the show, but also waiting very patiently for us to get to why you're really here, and that is the campaign. I was there for the kickoff of the 2019 campaign. I know even by that point, which was, I think, last summer or last fall, and the campaign ends at the end of March, by the way, just in case people need a timeline, things were already off to a humming start, and I understand that they're just continuing to go really great. People are responding.
They are, and we feel very confident that we're going to have the best year that we've ever had. And here's why that's important. It's not so much about saying we get to collect X dollars. It's about saying we get to help X number of people. So if you do the numbers based on what we raise, the number of people that are helped every year, it's about $26 that will touch the life of an individual through one of our programs in some way, shape, or form. And so every $26 that we raise over last year gives us the ability to help one more individual. So when you're talking, you know, $100,000 increase in a year, that's a lot of people. And whether it's teaching somebody to read, getting somebody a life-saving course that they need, getting them health care that they don't have access to, we get to meet the needs of so many folks. And a lot of us live that pretty life. if I can say that. We're fortunate, and most of us don't realize how fortunate that we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to say it this way, is that most of the world would give up the rest of their life to live out our worst days. We have a lot of community partners who are having a tough time, and it might be temporary, it might be lifelong, but to help them get better. You know, even economically, when Ray Perryman was in here, he talked about the need for more...
With the annual economic outlook
exactly.
just a little while back.
Yeah. And so we have people. What we need to do is that we need to get those people different skills, because the jobs that maybe they did 10 years ago don't exist anymore. But the economy, especially the way that it's humming right now, I know for my company, we have trouble finding great employees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there just aren't that many folks that are out there. And so... all companies are looking for great, skilled employees, and if we can help somebody through one of our agencies and resources get healthy, get better financially, all of those things, it just raises the bar for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Your corporate partners are critical to this, and one of them in particular, kind of the new kid on the block, but you could almost call him the rookie of the year, I guess, Sanderson Farms, which has moved into the Tyler Northern Smith County, Wood County
yeah.
area. They've just been a huge contributor to, basically what you do on a day-in, day-out basis, and specifically to this campaign.
Yeah, very much so. You know, Train has been and still continues to be our largest single donor. They have been an amazing partner to the tune of almost 20% of the campaign every year. It's crazy. But Sanderson Farms has definitely come in at a strong number two, and we've met with them. This is in the making for a number of years, and our first meeting with them, when they talked about how they do the campaign, the way that they involve their employees, and they're all passionate about it, and so it's created really significant results for us this year.
Mm-hmm. David Stein and John Barry from the United Way of Smith County visiting with us this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. And giving to the United Way campaign can be a very simple process. You can donate online. You can just write a check. And that works, but there are other ways to do it. If somebody wants to get involved with a campaign right now, or maybe get their company involved, it's certainly not too late. What are the steps they need to take to go through that?
Well, the best thing to do is to contact the guy sitting next to me. Get a hold of John, and John can walk you through the entire processes of setting up that campaign. But it is one of the most unique opportunities for people to give, because it's not a letter in the mail asking for a very large amount of money. And so we have many folks who give $1 a week or $2 a week, but at times people feel like, well, it doesn't matter. I can't give that much. It all matters.
Mm-hmm.
Every dollar counts.
Mm-hmm.
And we promise to be good stewards with that money that comes in. But it gives someone who may not be a large donor the opportunity to be on the same team and to be able to look back the next year, and when you hear 60,000 people received some kind of help, to know, hey, I took part in that. I was a part of making that happen.
Mm-hmm. And the reason that David mentioned John Barry, is that John is the director of development. For those of you who aren't familiar with that terminology, director of development means the guy who's responsible for raising the money, regardless of what agency you're talking about. And John and David Stein, our guests this morning on the In Focus program. Contact information, just in case you do want to get in touch with John or anybody, the 211 call center, East Texas Center for Nonprofits, 903-581-6376, www.uwsmithcounty.org. And of course, if you do have that, if you do need help and you want to get in touch with that non-emergency helpline, the 211 line, just dial 211. And as the old saying goes, they'll fix you right up. Now, we're talking about the 2019 campaign, and that wraps up at the end of March. But don't let your company or yourself miss out on your 2020 campaign. It's kind of hard to believe, but yes, you are already looking ahead to that. That'll be your, I guess, what, 80th anniversary campaign?
That will be our 80th campaign in the community, and we're super excited about it. That's quite a milestone. But What's the most exciting thing to me is that, hey, it's another year where we get to keep doing the same thing we've been doing since 1940 that is effective and that reaches a lot of people. So we'll definitely celebrate the milestone, and we'll set some goals and celebrate that. But when it comes down to it, we're going to do what we do, and that serve our community.
Our campaign is typically going to kick off around August, I believe, is usually about the time school's getting started. So you might want to pencil that in on your calendar. Also coming up even sooner than that, and the date is June 12th, the annual Day of Caring. That's been going on for a good while now. I've been here long enough to remember when it started, but it's really just grown wings of its own over the years, I believe I can say. A great volunteer opportunity for the uninitiated. Tell us a little bit about how the Day of Caring works.
Yeah, so you know we've been talking about donations and the financial side of raising money for United Way. Well, there's some folks out there who enjoy doing that, but they also want to get their hands dirty. You know, they want to plant a tree. They want to knock down a wall. They want to help organize, a file room or something like that. Well, the Day of Caring is their chance to do that. So this is it's like you said, it's June 12th, and companies come together. We all meet. The companies will get assignments. This is where you're going to do your volunteer work today, and they get a chance to get their hands dirty. And they typically really enjoy it. It's a team building event, and then we all come back together, have some lunch, talk about what we did during the day, and go from there.
I was involved in one of those years ago, back when I still had time in my busy schedule for it, and I remember just having the opportunity to build on relationships I already had and to build new relationships. And that, to me, that just comes right back to the whole idea of community and partnerships. The Day of Caring in its own way is really kind of a poster child for that whole concept, it seems to me.
Yes, and that's true. And David, what has been your experience with Day of Caring?
Well, people learn a lot more about the particular organization.
So right,
I remember specifically going into the Crisis Center. And your eyes just get opened. It's not so much just cleaning up something, but I remember going in there and seeing the gym area and seeing the kids playing. And I said, this looks like any other normal playground. And then it just hit me. It's like it's their playground, but they can't leave it because this is their safe haven. That's what they have. They can't go out because of an unsafe situation externally.
Yeah.
So you just you get more heart knowledge and not just the head knowledge.
Coming down close to the end of the show, still got a few minutes left. We want to talk a little bit about the building, 911 South Broadway, the building that is still known as the Woman's Building. It has a very long and distinguished history behind it. And a few years ago, you guys decided we're going to move to a new building. We need more space. This building is really not being used very much. Sometime this summer, I believe, sometime in 2018. It's coming up on 2 years that you've been in that building, and I know you really kind of fell in love with it from the get-go. How are things working out with that?
Going great. We've embraced it. We love it. We love being there. We appreciate the history behind it. You know, what's interesting is this did not start out as plan A. We had our eyes set on some property in South Tyler, and kind of we began a capital campaign and had some folks start donating to it. And then we were approached with this opportunity to take the Woman's Building instead. And we were thinking, well, that sounds nice, but we've kind of already started this other project. Let's go back to these donors who have already pledged something. And we went to them. They said, we'll double what we pledged if you'll take the Woman's Building. That's how much the history behind it meant. And so it was kind of a no-brainer for us to go from there to make that plan A, and it's been wonderful ever since.
So you're helping so many people around the community. It's a good location. It's centrally located. It has what I think builders and building renovators often refer to as good bones. The basics were in place for it to be renovated. I've been in there numerous times since you took it over, and just so much space and so much redone space to do things. And at the same time, you have that historic preservation piece. You are preserving a part of Tyler's history and also very, very much looking to the present and to the future. Sounds like to me, it's always been a win-win-win situation all around.
Yeah. Very much so. When we strategically looked at new buildings dating back 10 years ago, we kept saying visibility was the biggest need that we had, and we really struggled with that. And when this fell into our laps, it's tough to get better visibility than right on the corner of the busiest road in the Azalea District. That's pretty visible. But it was also fun at the open house. There were many of the ladies who had been a part of that building for years. And so they were talking about stories of, okay, this used to be here, and I remember this was here. And it was fascinating to go back in time with them and just hear their stories. And you could see them reliving some of it as they were telling the stories. It was great.
Creating a lot of positive energy, even as you're doing a lot of positive things. And all of a sudden, whoa, looky here. It's almost time for the end of the show. But John Barry, Director of Development, and David Stein, 2019 Campaign Chair, I want to thank you both very much for visiting with us this morning and getting us up to date and looking down the road about what's happening with the United Way of Smith County.
Yeah, our pleasure. We really appreciate the opportunity and just invite everybody to come and be a part.
Thanks so much, John.
You bet. John Barry, David Stein, United Way of Smith County, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.